Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
With one more win, the New England Patriots will make their eighth Super Bowl appearance. That's what's at stake as they host the Indianapolis Colts Sunday night in Foxborough for the AFC Championship. To look forward to the game, we check in again with football writer Mike Reese, who covers the Patriots for ESPNBoston.com and joins us right now this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks now, for having me, as always.
Well, thank you very much for coming back. And now I know a lot of people truly believe that the Patriots should easily beat the Colts in this game, since they beat the stuffing out of the Colts earlier this season when they played during the regular season. But this is a much improved Colts football team.
Well, it's a better team, Bob, and there's plenty of examples over the years of when you beat a team in the regular season, like the Patriots did to the Colts, 42-20, it's hard to beat them the second time around. One example that comes to mind, 2010. The Patriots beat the Jets 45-3 in December of that year. Then in the playoffs, 6 weeks later, they lost 28-21, so you have to do it all over again. Every week is a new week.
That's you sound like Bill Belichick when you say that. The Patriots should have the edge here, shouldn't they?
They should have the edge. They are the better team from top to bottom, and one area to look at is the running game. You know, we talk so much about the star quarterbacks, Tom Brady and Andrew Luck, but one area the Patriots have had success against the Colts is running the ball. They had 244 rushing yards in that game in November, which was their season-high total.
Well, isn't the rushing game right now a concern for the Pats? I mean, they were held almost to zero last week in the game that they won against Baltimore.
It is a little bit. But that's as much specific to Baltimore. They play a much different style defensively. The Colts are a smaller defense, and the Patriots have been able to power through them. I think the one thing that fans will be interested to see in this game is whether Jonas Gray, the running back who had such a great game against the Colts in November with 201 yards, if he has another big game, because that was his coming out party, Bob. But it was also his going-away party, because he's hardly played since that game because of injury and showing up late one day, which got him in Bill Belichick's doghouse.
Let's talk about the quarterbacks. Tom Brady for the Pats, Andrew Luck, a rising star for the Colts. He's in just his third NFL season, but he is a pretty good quarterback. How do they compare?
Well, you know, this reminds me, Andrew Luck reminds me of Peyton Manning early in his career, in the sense of he just needs to play Bill Belichick a couple times to figure it out, and you wonder if he's going to get over the hump, almost like Peyton Manning did in 2005. Andrew Luck is bigger than Tom Brady at 240 pounds. He runs a little bit better than Tom Brady, but I would say Tom Brady has the edge, obviously, in experience, in big games, in clutch moments, and Tom Brady takes care of the football a little bit better, makes fewer mistakes than Andrew Luck.
What about the rest of the offense for both teams? Who has more weapons for the quarterback?
Well, I'd say the Patriots have the best weapon in tight end Rob Gronkowski, but in terms of across-the-board weapons, the Colts really do have quite a few players that could give the Patriots some problems. One thing I would say is the teams that have hurt the Patriots this year are teams that can win when they go to their third, fourth, sometimes fifth options in the passing game, and the Colts are one of the few teams that I think could do that to the Patriots. That's why I think it could be a close game.
You've made this point before, Mike, that what separates this year's Patriots team from some pretty good Pats teams in the past is its improved defense this year. On the other side, how good is the Colts defense?
It's not as good as the Patriots defense, although it's playing better than it did in November when the Patriots ran all over them. They've had a couple players come back from injury and suspension that have made them stronger, but I still think that that's probably the Achilles heel of their team, and they haven't seen an offense as good as the Patriots that they'll see on Sunday. And what could be rainy conditions, which is something to mention as well, where the big power running game could be even more effective because it's harder to tackle those big running backs in the rain.
All right, Mike, how likely is it in your view that we'll be watching the Patriots in Glendale, Arizona 2 weeks from now in the Super Bowl?
Well, Well, I think it's a high likelihood. They're favored in the game, as they should be. I do think they're the better team from top to bottom. The only thing I think to be concerned about is if Andrew Luck, this rising star quarterback, somehow stands on his head, plays the best game of his life, and puts a scare into the Patriots. But in the end, I think they're the better team, the tougher team, and I do think they'll pull it out in the end.
Well, we'll know about 9:30 on Sunday night. Mike Reese covers the Patriots for ESPNBoston.com, and we'll be watching that game. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Bob.